Message on this book, we begin Parakshing, the second chapter, Namas Hilchas Yomtiv, and the laws of Yomtiv in the Sefer Zman book of Designated Times, which in this parak we continue the discussion regarding what's permitted and forbidden on Yomtiv, specifically the halachas of Muktzah as they apply to Yomtiv. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding living creatures that are Muktzah, set aside. So, Afroyach Shanel B'Yomtiv, a chick that hatches, that's born on Yomtiv, Asr is forbidden, Nishim Muktzah, because it's set aside. It wasn't prepared, it wasn't usable before Yom Tov, because it wasn't born yet. And therefore, it's set aside, it's not prepared, it's going to be forbidden. The eagle shenil be Yom Tov. Now, regarding a calf that's born in Yom Tov, if its mother was ready to be eaten, so then mutter, then it actually is going to be permitted, because it is prepared through its mother. If you would slaughter the mother, so the calf that you would find inside the womb would be permitted, even though it wasn't born, in contrast to an egg, which is it's still encased in the egg, he would be forbidden, it would be permitted, so therefore it's going to be permitted, even if just a calf is what you're going to slaughter that was born on Yom Tov. Now, regarding animals that go out and they go to graze in the pasture beyond the city limits, but they come back at nighttime to lay their rest within the city limits. Hareil Mukhan, they're considered as prepared, because you always see them, they're always around. Valikrimen, therefore you could take from them, Bashekh Noisim Yamtav, you could slaughter from them on Yamtav, they're considered prepared. Mukhan. Avdurayas Valanis Khotzatchum, but those who go out to graze and they sleep be out of the boundary, in Bo Biyamtav, they happen to come back on Yamtav, in Shekhdun Nasim Yamtav, you cannot slaughter on Yamtav. They should mukutsin, because they're out of sight, out of mind. They das anchi irale, and then the consciousness of the people of the city are not on them because they don't usually stay around. And therefore that's considered as mukutsa. Halacha gimel, v'chein behemah is kadoshim. So to an animal that is kadoshim, for example, b'chor ma'isa behemah, which are kadoshim, and you can't sacrifice it because no base amigdash. So what you do is you wait till it develops a blemish, and through that it becomes unconsecrated. So what happens if shenil b'mum b'yamtiv? It develops a blemish on yamtiv. But hoy b'lo heisa da'ite lemer b'yamtiv, since you weren't thinking about it before yamtiv, because it might take months till it develops a blemish. And happened to get one on yamtiv, asl shachtim yamtiv, you cannot slaughter on yamtiv, because again it was mukta. Therefore, asaliris mumi kadoshim yamtiv. You're not allowed to show the blemishes of the kadoshim to a professional sage who knows how to verify this on yamtiv as exeres decree, because shemi yatir machacham b'mumam. The sage might say, "Oh, this is a blemish that could be permitted." The yavazel lishchad b'beyam. The guy's going to come to slaughter on that day, which you're not allowed to because mukta. Avol but royuha mumi erev yamtiv. He could take a look at it from before yamtiv. And then ulamocha matra isa. Then the next day, you say, okay, give me time. And then tomorrow you could say it's permitted or forbidden. But since it was already seen from before Yom Tov, that's not considered as mukta anymore. Halacha dalad b'chayr, regarding a firstborn animal from a kosher species, which is hekdesh, and however it's forbidden for the kohen who gets the matana to eat it, unless it's slaughtered in the azara. Now today when there's no base of migdash, you have to leave it until it develops a permanent blemish, and then the kohen can eat it. What happens if shenoylid umuma imay? It is born on Yom Tov with its blemish with it. So, on the one hand, it's considered prepared because it was never forbidden because it was born with its blemish. So it was never sanctified and then having a blemish. So when Yom Tov, and at the same time, when Yom Tov started, it was prepared because with the slaughtering of its mother, because before it's born, it's not sanctified. It only gets sanctified with the firstborn sanctity when it's actually born. So, essentially, really, it's prepared. It was not sanctified, then developed a blemish. It was born with its blemish. However, it cannot be checked out on Yom Tov to show it to a sage to see if it has a permanent blemish, which permits it to be slaughtered, because, first of all, it might not have a permanent blemish, and it turns out that you moved it for unnecessary purposes. And at the same time, they might not really check it out so well, because they really want to be able to be eaten on Yom Tov. Now, let's say they did violate it, and they did check out the blemish, and they did inspect it by the sage, and he permitted it. Here's a sheikh, then you're allowed to slaughter and eat him, because ultimately it is considered muchan. Now, b'chayish nafal abar. If a firstborn animal falls into a pit, you provide for him what he needs there in his place in the pit, because you can't take him out. Like we said before, it's not fit to slaughter my Yom Tov, even if he developed a blemish. We said you're not supposed to do anything for this on Yom Tov. Now, Oisav is b'nei shenaf labar. If an animal and its child fall into the pit on Yom Tov, which you can't slaughter the mother and the child on the same day, so what you could do is like this, but you could slaughter one of them, in contrast to the case of the Bechor. So mal es arishin. So you take out the first animal, whichever one that is, amanash l'shachatay, in the intent, so to speak, of slaughtering it, which you're allowed to. But vein eshechti, just don't slaughter it. Umadam, and be deceptive and say, you know what, I really want the other one. Mal es hasheni, amanash l'shachatay. Then take out the second one on the condition to slaughter it. The shechet is ezim emshir. So then, subsequently, you can slaughter whichever one you want. Shum tzar b'lechem, because of the pain of the animal, he tiru l'harm. They permitted to be deceptive. So, by the case of the Bukhar, there's nothing really to do, even though this Tzar B'lechaim, because ultimately there's no Tzarech Echol Nefesh for it. Here there is some element, so we allow a deceptive element to take out even the second one too. Now, Behemoth Chulin, regarding an unconsecrated animal, Shenafel Me'agag, they fell off the roof. V'am de'meis le'ez. Now, it went through an injury, through a trauma, so it could possibly have a mortal defect. So, if it survived for 24-hour periods, Barit Tzrich B'dika has to be checked out. So you could slaughter a yamtib, and then you could check it out to see internally if it had a mortal defect or not. Because maybe it'll turn out that it was valid and it could be eaten. So therefore that allows us to go at it just like any animal you might slaughter and you might find it has a mortal defect. So too over here by this animal that fell off the roof is also permitted to be slaughtered and then checked after it's slaughtered. Halachahei, avos and ducks, batan the girl and the chickens, v'yoinim and doves, shebebayis that are in the house, domestic, harin mochavim, they're considered prepared. They don't have to be actively designated for Yom Tov purposes. But regarding doves of the dovecot, or the doves from the upper story, from the loft, you have these birds that they nest in these earthenware vessels that are built into the walls where made for the birds, of a biro, or on the building itself of a paradise in the orchard, they're considered set aside. And therefore, you have to designate it from before Yom Tov. But let me just say, this and this I want to take. Now you don't have to actually move it and shake it, but that much you have to do to prepare it that it's not going to be considered as a problem about Muktzah. Now let's say Zimin Shchayim Levanim. Let's say the person designates before Yom Tov blackbirds and whitebirds. Now it comes the next day and he finds blackbirds in place where the white ones were. Levanim Mekum Shchayim, the white ones in place where the black ones were. Asurim Nefabin. Because I say, Shemo Esen Jazim in Parchulam. Maybe the ones that he had prepared, they flew away. They're not here where they used to be. These are other ones, even though it's the same types, but they're not in the same places. Because B'chol Sefek Muchen Aser, any doubt that you have regarding something was prepared or Mukta is going to be forbidden. So here we have a Sefek, it's Aser. Now, what happens if Zimit Shnaim and Matzah Shleisha? Let's say you designated two and you find three birds. Hakol Aser is all forbidden because one of them most definitely was not here beforehand, and it's not going to be nullified in the two that were prepared because it's called Dovah Sheish L'Maitir, and after Yom Tov it's going to be permitted, and there it's not nullified even in 1,000. Now, if Shleisha, Matzah Shnaim, if you designated three and you find two, that's the turn that's going to be permitted. You just assume that one of them flew away, but the remaining two are the same ones. Zimin B'Techa Ken, let's say you designated, you prepared it, it was in the nest. Umatz Lefneah, can you find it in front of the nest? So, Imein Shambai Ken Elohim, if in the nest there's none of the birds but those, and the Einuchem Lefrech, they can't fly. So even if there's another nest, Bekaren Zavis, at a diagonal, Betoich HaMishim Amah, within 50 Amas, which that's how far birds could go, Hadayim L'Tam, they're going to be permitted, She'inam Adid Medadam, because the ones that do walk, they Elekeneged Kinim B'Shabbat, they only go opposite their nest in a straight line. And since it's diagonal, we're not going to suspect it came from another nest, and never is going to be permitted. Halacha Zayin continues in a related discussion regarding living creatures that are lacking being trapped, in regards to it being thus muktzah. Dogim, regarding fish, should be vavim gedolim, in large enclosures, meaning in these large ponds. Or wild animals and birds should be vavim gedolim, also in large enclosures. So kosher mechusid seidah, if anything is lacking trapping, how do you know it's lacking trapping? Because until people say, oh, havim mitzudun etzedena, bring the traps and let's trap it. So if it would require being trapped, even though it's in a closed area, hadeza muktzah is considered set aside, meaning out of yomtiv consciousness, and vein tzad nois be yomtiv, therefore you cannot trap it in yomtiv. And vim tzad, if you trap it, lo yachol, cannot be eaten, because it's considered muktzah. But v'chol she'in the tzach mitzud, whatever does not need trapping, is because it's like, you don't have to have a special trap, you might have to jump for it, but it's right there, hadeza muktzah is considered prepared, and therefore v'tzad nois be yomtiv, you allowed to trap it in yomtiv, v'oichol noisai, and they could eat it. And so to v'chein chaya, wild animal, shekinu b'pardes hasamach l'ir, that it took up its habitat in the orchard that's near the city, yiladel, k'shem gitanim, its offspring, when they're young, she'en tzrichin seidah, which they don't have to be trapped, enem tzrichizim, they don't have to be designated, b'nei shadayite aleim, because his consciousness is on them, they know it's there, and they're going to go and take it when they want it on Yom Tov. Halacha ches, Mitzudais, regarding the traps of chaya, v'oifes, v'dogim, of wild animals, birds, and fish, sheparasim erev yamtiv, which was set out these traps before yamtiv, le'itim erev yamtiv, you cannot, if you find an animal stuck in it, on yamtiv you cannot take from it, elim kin yedei, unless he knows definitively, shenit seidum erev yamtiv, that it was trapped from before yamtiv, because like we said, since it's a safik muchin, we're not sure, we say that it's asa. Hasuicher amas amayim erev yamtiv, someone clogs up the canal of water from before yamtiv, blocking that it's whatever is here, and it's not coming on Yom Tov. Ulamacha ha hishkim matzah badag. The next day he comes out to this closed up canal that's staying here in this property, and he finds fish. I don't know what they're permitted. Shekvar netzoyd merav Yom Tov, because obviously they were trapped from before Yom Tov, because he already clogged it up from before Yom Tov. But in Mechana, they were there considered as prepared. Alacha test continues with now regarding produce, regarding being prepared. Bayishu mole peilus Mechana. If you have a house that's full of prepared produce, and the nifchas. That was, is that it broke open by itself. No one broke open the wall in Yom Tov. It was locked, but it broke open. You could take from where the wall broke open, and you don't say that, oh, they were muktzah, because there's nothing inherently muktzah to the thing. It's just, there was no way of getting to it. But now that it broke open, it's permitted. If someone stands where they set aside the produce to dry up, and therefore it's forbidden to eat, if he stands there every Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, Bashana Hashvis in a Shemitah year, Shakala Peches Hefker, which all produce is Hefker, and thus it's exempt from Trumas and Maisis, because Trumas and Maisis are only things that Levim don't have any rights to, but Shemitah, it's Hefker for everyone. Because in contrast, other years actually would be forbidden because of Tevel, because generally by the Muktzah, by the where they let it dry, it's not Taifed yet because it's before it was finished. But now in the Shemitah year, where it's all Hefker, and therefore there's no need for Trumas and Maisis, there's no problem about Tevel. So, tzorch sheyir shem yom, you have to mark and say, mikan vat kan ani netel, from here to here I'm going to take, then it's considered as prepared. The mloy doshim, if it didn't mark and definitively where he's taking from, leitel he cannot take, that would still be considered as muktzah. Halacha Yud continues regarding gifts from a Gentile. Kuti sheyivet teshudol Yisrael b'yamtiv, if a Gentile brings a gift to a Jew on yamtiv. So, im yesh mois hamin b'muchbil karki, if that same species has that type that is attached to the ground, or he brings him wild animal or bird or fish that you could trap on that day. It's going to be forbidden up until the evening, because again we have a doubt that maybe it was done on Yom Tov and it was not prepared. And even after the Yom Tov, you have to wait the amount of time that it would take to take the malacha to do that after Yom Tov, because we don't want him to have any benefit from malacha of Yom Tov, and also we don't want to tell the Gentile to do it for him, which then he'll be able to have it right of Yom Tov without waiting. And the hadas akuyetzibay, even a myrtle or similar things in marichbay, can't even smell it la erev on the evening until you wait the amount of time that it would take to cut off the myrtle and bring it. Now ve'im ein ma'isam in b'mechul karka. Now if that species doesn't have anything that's currently attached to the ground, or let's say its form is indicative shemei etmol nekar nitzah, that it was ready from yesterday, it was uprooted or that it was trapped. So im avim teichat chum, if he's bringing from within the tchum, so he didn't violate on that either. So mutter is permitted. But even if this thing was detached, but he's bringing it from out of the tchum, which is also a prohibition, there is also, then it would be forbidden. Now, whatever is being brought specifically for this Jew, from out of the boundary of the city, is permitted for a different Jew, because ultimately it's only rabbinic, and therefore it would be permitted for another Yisrael. Halacha Yidalf continues with regarding firewood. Regarding wood that got detached from the tree on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it for fuel as firewood, because it's a new entity that was developed on Yom Tov, because it was attached to the tree and only now did it fall off, something that was not here beforehand. Now, if it actually fell right the outside oven and the tree branch broke off from a storm right into the oven, so what you could do is, then you could increase on it to nullify by putting on prepared woods, and then you could heat it up with that branch inside. A pile of straw, and the straws of wood, you cannot start the first time taking from that pile on Yom Tov, unless you had prepared it from before Yom Tov. The reason is because those are considered set aside unless you had started taking from it. But if the straw is mixed with thorns, that's only utility would be for consumed in fire, then the reason mukhan is considered prepared, even if he didn't start using it, because obviously you're going to be using it for fuel. In contrast, generally, wood and straw, you might use it for other things, so if you didn't start using it yet, then it would be forbidden to start on Yom Tov.
Halachid beis. Im avakan etzim, you're not allowed to cut wood misvar shel kairis, where they would pile up these beams on the ground in a way that it shouldn't bend, which is fit for construction. You cannot cut wood from there. Neshem muktzah, it's set aside because you might use it for construction. But living that kairis and nishbar b'yamtim, neither from a beam that was broken on yamtim. It's something that's now developed into firewood, but up until now it was usable for other types of construction. So the noilid is a mukta type of form. So to a vessel, a bowl, let's say, the broken yamtib, imasig, maybe you can't use it as fuel. It developed. I mean, up until now you were using this as a beautiful bowl. Now it broke, you say, hey, let's use it for fuel. Well, that's noilid. But you could heat up a fire with a complete vessel. Because that's not null, you're using the actual vessel itself. Or if the vessel broke from before Yamtiv, because it was already designated for some other malacha from before Yamtiv, because it was already broken from before Yamtiv. Similarly, a geizim ashkedim, nuts and almonds, where you ate it from before Yamtiv, you could heat up the shells on Yamtiv, because it was already shells from before Yamtiv, which has no utility but to use as fuel. But if machol meyamtiv be ate on yamtiv, imasig meklipain, then you cannot heat up with the shells because the shells were not for fuel then, it was there to protect the food animal. However, actually, says the Rambam, yesh nuschoy yesh b'em, there are certain texts in the Gemara that actually says the other way around. She'imachol meyamtiv, if you ate the nuts from before yamtiv, imasig meklipain, you actually cannot heat up with the shells. Shari huktzah, because it's already set aside, it has no utility, it's garbage. But if you only ate the nuts on yamtiv, then you could heat up the fire with the shells, because they were considered prepared and not out of sight, out of mind, because it has a utility, because it was there as part of the food, which you could use it for those purposes of the food. So that's different, two different versions of what the halacha is regarding the shells of the nuts. Halacha Yud Gimel. Kaitz ratav, a moist thorn, harei muktzah, is considered set aside, meaning you can't use it. The whole point of the thorn would be as fuel, but when it's moist, you can't even use it. It's too wet. So it's not even fit for heating and burning. Therefore, you're not allowed to make it like a spit to roast the meat because, again, it's mukta. Anything similar like that would have the same halacha. You could take from the woods that are near the walls of the sukkah, meaning any hut, doesn't mean the sukkah and sukkahs, and you could use it to heat up for a fire, because your thoughts are on those woods which are near your hut. You can't just bring it from the fields. Even if it was gathered over there from before yamtiv, because it looks like you're gathering wood for the purposes of the next day, and that has the appearance of wrongdoing. But right there, by the side of the hut, that doesn't have that appearance. But you could do is, you can gather from the field that's in front of him, umadlik sham, and light it over there. Because that's obviously proving that you're doing it just to heat up your pot, and you're not just doing ma'amer and gathering for some later date, because you're heating it up right over there. Umavim menam chanosim, shepeshos yochid, you could also bring from the wood that's gathered in the private domain. Even though it's enclosed for non-residential purposes. As long as there is an opening, that there's a lock, and it's within the Tchum Shabbos, so then it's considered as prepared. But if it's missing any one of these things, that's considered set aside, and not like designated that prepared, and therefore it'd be forbidden to use it. Halacha Tezvav. Ali Kanim, Ali Gifonim, the leaves of reeds and the leaves of grapes. Afpi Shemachunas Makarva, although it's gathered in a closed non-residential area. Kevin Shaduch Mefazera Saisam, since the wind scatters them. We consider it as scattered. We are obviously you're not going to rely on it from before Yom Tov because he thinks that the wind already blew it away. And therefore, it's going to be forbidden. But if he puts something, a heavy vessel on it from before Yom Tov, it's considered prepared because he's assuming it will still be there because it's weighing it down. Look at the Zayin regarding food for a living creature. An animal that died on Yom Tov. So if it was in danger of dying, it was already on its last leg from before yamtiv. So he's thinking it's going to die in yamtiv. He's going to give it to the dogs. Sorry, he's mechatz laklav. He could cut it up and give it to the dogs because it's muchan. He was thinking that it's going to be for that purpose. But if it wasn't misukenis, he wasn't thinking about that. This he's going to feed this animal. He's going to live another 3 years. So he's a muktzah. He's considered set aside. But he's in mekayim. He's not allowed to move that dead animal from its place. Now, behemoth kadoshim, regarding an animal that is kadoshim, which, even if it was misukenis from before Yom Tov, it would be forbidden to move because the primary halacha by us is that you're not allowed to feed kadoshim, dead animals that were sanctified, to the dogs.
If shemese, if it dies, or truma shenitmes, if you have truma, similarly that becomes tame, which also has no utility, so lays is in becoming now moving from its place on yamtiv. Regarding fish or birds or other wildlife that are mukta, now let us water them on yamtiv, meaning to give them to drink, and you can't put food in front of them, because if you're going to do these things, then you might come to actually take from them, which we said is problematic because they're mukta. And any creature that you're not allowed to eat or utilize yamtiv because it's mukta, you're not allowed to move it. Halachit ches regarding earth and ashes. Hamachnas offer me'erv yamtiv. Someone gathers earth from before yamtiv. So if he designates it in his courtyard, a corner where he put it, here's a muchat, it's considered prepared. Then he's allowed to move it and do all his needs with it because it's prepared. And so if you have ashes that was already burnt from before yamtiv, muchat is considered as prepared. So kozman shucham, as long as it's hot enough, that you can roast an egg, which is the quickest thing that could cook, so it's at least that warm. Mutl tadli, then you're allowed to move the ashes, shadayin eshu, it's still considered fire, still has utility. But from lav, if not, also tadli, then you're allowed to move them, they because that's something that's new, and wasn't here, these ashes from before yamtiv, so it's noilid, so that would be considered actually as mukta. Mishal yilei deker noot mev yamtiv. Someone had a hatchet, had like a shovel that was stuck into the ground from before yamtiv, and now he takes it out on yamtiv, the hella off and out comes earth. If that earth was soft earth, you could use it to cover, which oftentimes they would do with the haftu kisa adam when you slaughter certain types of like a bird, and if you can move that earth. But if let's say when you took out the shovel, it took out a clump of earth, you're not allowed to crush that on yamtiv because crushing, grinding is forbidden, and therefore it's only for soft earth that you'd be able to use it and not if it was a clump of earth.